What time is it?
Game done.
Get ready for Triple M's Rush Hour. Andrew John.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang. Another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince. Nine goal kicker. Brings the house down.
And Greg Blewett.
There it is. A magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Adelaide's Ultimate Sports Show. On every afternoon. Triple M's Rush Hour. With Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us on the Rush Hour. Thank you, Adelaide, and thank you to this gorgeous weather. Honestly, I say it till I'm blue in the face. We live in the best place on the planet. There's no second buts. There's no ifs. There's no
second buts.
There's none of this. It is confirmed that we are very privileged to be living in this beautiful state of ours, and I'm privileged to work with two dynamos. One is a former cricketer of South Australia and Australia.
What's funny about that?
Gregory Philip Blewett. Welcome.
Gregory Philip Blewett.
Welcome to you, you old chunklets.
Hello, Jars. And are you okay?
Fantastic.
Are you feeling okay?
I'm feeling very aroused.
Because it's very aroused.
Yes, sir.
Because it's over 19 degrees outside.
And what does that mean, Gregory?
Well, you really do struggle. You get heat stroke.
From Scotland.
Anything in the 20s, you generally get heat stroke.
Blue, have you seen what he's wearing? Jeans and
RM1. And a running top.
What are you doing?
And a Triple M free
hat. When it's 5 degrees during the winter, you wear shorts.
Thongs. One man that doesn't get heat stroke is the gifted Bernie Vince back from WA. Good afternoon to you, Bern, and day two. How'd you sleep last night?
How'd I sleep last night? No, I feel good, and I actually didn't get to sleep till a bit later than expected, about 1 o'clock.
Ooh,
I reckon I slept on Perth time.
Bit of jet lag, yeah.
You were jet lag.
But the good thing is the kids are still on Perth time,
nice.
So I went to bed a bit later, but slept in a bit until about 7:30, 8 o'clock this morning. Ooh. So all good. Busy morning, though.
Busy morning. Right, and Tomo joins us because Emma G's away trying to find a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Good to be here.
Oh, don't say that. She doesn't like that.
I don't give a stuff. I'm the captain. How are you, Tomo?
I'm good, mate. Good to be here. Good to have Bern back as well.
Oh, don't go there, sister.
Well, it is a good thing. Because,
you said that yesterday.
Well, you teared up for 2 weeks.
Oh, did you?
Honestly.
Did you?
Were you not the same? I've heard a lot since.
It was always at the start of the week, always the Monday and Tuesday.
No,
he was in mourning,
and
then he sort of came good as the week went on.
Is that more missing me, or that you just had to work one out with Blue?
No.
A bit of both.
No. Seriously, it was working with Blue.
Now, nothing to do
Gregory,
with me.
Our Premier, Mr. Stephen Marshall, got on the old TV today, and what's happening with the roadmap to Jabland?
The road to the map.
Well, you've thrown me under the bus because I was actually in a meeting when these announcements were.
What were you meeting about?
Who are you with? Well, I can't say, but...
You were their boss, Matty O.
Yes, I was.
What were you doing?
Well, how come I haven't had a meeting with
you? Just about the future, what the future holds at
future.
The ends.
Yeah, and the lack of.
Yeah. Oh, for you. Where's my cricket contract for the Ashes? But anyway.
Oh, I got one.
Did you get one?
Oh, I can't say.
What are you going to do?
I can't say.
Anyway, can I just
Yes, what's
say,
happened?
Well, 80% double dose, 16 and over by November 23. Yeah. That is expected. So things are starting to open up.
Like this.
Borders will open to fully vaccinated interstate travellers. All right, Jars. International travellers. Now, this is the important one. Can enter fully vaccinated, but have to quarantine for 7 days. Not the 14 days to 7 days. So that is basically the start of it, Jars. Home gatherings will go up November 23 from 20 to 30, which won't affect you because
you
haven't got more than 20
Oh, what
friends?
About your 50th?
Yeah, what about, how many you got coming
actually,
up?
Actually, leave that. I'll get to that.
Now, Gregory, what about masks? Can we get them off our faces now or not?
Restrictions remaining. Masks in indoor public settings and density limits at public venues.
So they stay on.
Trust
Sounds
me, it's
like
good
it.
For you to wear a mask. Hide your face.
It does it? Yeah.
Hides
it
most
does.
Of your face.
It hides my beautiful face.
If you're wearing
face.
Sunnies as well, that helps too.
It and does.
So that's the main thing is that interstate travellers opens up.
Okay.
And then for international, when they come, they're allowed back into Adelaide, but they have to quarantine for a week.
If they've had the double jab and good on them, why do they have to quarantine for 7 days?
Just to be sure.
Anyway, thank you for that. That's
okay.
Good to go. Now, the Melbourne Football Club, your footy club, who are going to go out to their regional areas to say hello and thank their fans. Well, there's a bit of a backlash towards your football club, Bern, because the Melbourne Football Club are charging $149 a ticket and $500 a family pass for the regional Melbourne Football Club Fan Day Premiership event. Which is great that they're going to go out and acknowledge their supporter base in the country. But how in the hell are you charging $149?
I got no idea.
Why do you have to slug them
to meet and greet some of the players? Not all of them will be there. get a couple of photos and a premiership cup that's not real.
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. I don't work at
See,
the footy
greed
club.
Again. Why these football clubs get greedy with decisions. Their fan base? No, that's not on. Because I got 5 visits to some of their regional areas in Melbourne.
What was it? $150
for a ticket to get into this event
to see the Premiership Cup?
And it's not the real one, anyway. It's bloody replica.
Who? a replica.
So, a replica. $150 for a replica. Nah, that's I think it's a bit steep. The fans of Melbourne have been starved. They couldn't even go to the final series. Yeah. Couldn't go to the grand final. It's been 57 years. I think the club and the players probably owe the supporters a little bit, don't they? Go back. Maybe not do 5 trips if they don't want to do that many, but do a couple and give something back to the fans because they did miss out this year.
Well, there's been a backlash from the fan base, and so they should, but that's ridiculous, honestly. Mm. You don't need any more money, you know. Now, Port Adelaide
Football Club.
You watch
it sell out, though.
No doubt. Port Adelaide is facing a serious backlash over its $30 million redevelopment plans down at Alberton. You two young men.
I'm hearing a bit of intel that it might be just because of a little dog park or a dog jump that they need to move.
There's public land that Port Adelaide have overdeveloped on the site, and there's a minority group down there.
So two or three people
are saying,
few of the local residents,
don't build on that part, you know, part of the public land, which we own. Well, they don't own
sick
that.
Of these minority groups.
Aren't they also saying that some of the buildings are a little bit too big as well?
Yeah, correct weight. Mm. Correct weight. So Port Adelaide, the Port Adelaide Enfield Council's assessment panel will consider Wednesday night, so the big meeting tomorrow night to try and thrash this out. The sample to investigate vaccination policy in response to the AFL stance. Chaps, let's go straight to the top, and he does a great job. Darren Chandler, the sample CEO, joins us on the Rush Hour. Good afternoon, Daz.
G'day, Jazz.
Well, the AFL, are they forcing the sample to make a decision on the vaccination policy? What's your take on it?
Oh, not at all. We're, as all businesses are at the moment, are having a good look at this and how we work through the next stage of COVID in relation to the vaccination policy. But we're obviously in a situation where we work closely with the AFL. We've got AFL players that are playing in our competition. Mm. We have contact with the AFL clubs and AFL staff. But we also work very, very closely with SA Health, and we'll be certainly guided by advice from SA Health as we have been throughout the whole pandemic.
Hey, Daz, Jars is complaining. Not complaining. It's an exciting opportunity when players come from Williston or country areas, local footy, to play SANFL. But on the flip side, are you worried about player retention for some of the stars, leaving this year? Mitch Grigg, Brad McKenzie, Paul Pioppolo's leaving. I think Joel Cross is as well.
Oh, look, no, to be honest. I think it's always disappointing when players of that calibre leave the competition, but that's been happening every year for a very long time. Someone like Joel Cross has given absolute great service, and he's retired after winning 2 McGarry medals, and he's just a fabulous player in our competition. Paul Pioppolo obviously had a great AFL career after having a strong career with Norwood first, then came back for 12 months. But on the flip side, provides great opportunity for some young players to put their name up in lights, and I'm no doubt there'll be plenty of players from other states that want to come and play in the best competition going around. So I think it's a balance. It happens every year, but I'm really confident in the clubs, how they go about things and the environments they provide, and I'm pretty sure we'll see some pretty good talent in the park next year.
And the salary cap was affected because of COVID. Going forward, we're all expecting things to open up and get back to normal. What about your salary cap? Do you see that, increasing in the next season or the season after?
Oh, for next season, we've already said it's staying at $210,000 with some additional support providing to players around assistant coaching, medical, some marketing opportunities. Look, it's a real tough one. 2022 is going to be a real challenge financially. We're still seeing the impacts of COVID. The support from government through JobKeeper, et cetera, is no longer there. So we've got to work within our means. It's not a position we want to be in, but 22 is going to be a challenge, and then we'll work really closely with our clubs and aim to try to invest as much as we possibly can back into our competition.
So, Daz, the eight clubs, the sample clubs, because Port and the Adelaide Crows, they're all over their roadmap for the vaccinations. Would they, at some stage, when will they be notified about the direction they need to take to make sure that all their players and support staff are vaccinated? Or if it, and there'll be a policy of no jab, no play. Is that, will that come into the sample competition, do you believe?
Oh, look, I actually don't know at this point. We've got a meeting in a couple of weeks' time with our CEOs, and this will be a key item on the agenda, which we'll discuss. But, you know, we haven't had the same direction here in South Australia as they've had in Victoria, so from government. So we'll you know, we're very, very closely with them and see what we can come up with. But, you know, we want us... As many players playing the game as we possibly can, and the best talent in the park. And what we do know is, and we have been encouraging for a long time now, is for everyone working in footy, players, volunteers, employees, and our spectators to do the right thing. Yeah. Go and get your jab, because we know that as the borders open up, we're going to have cases here, and the best way to protect ourselves and our competition, our businesses, is to have as many people vaccinated as we possibly can. So, let's get to 90% and let's see the footy fraternity lead the way.
Daz, what a great SNFL grand final it was too, by the way. I was obviously lucky to be there.
Yep.
Have you had a chance to review the grand final ceremonies, more so after the grand final? Because I thought the Cup ambassador would probably actually be out there to hand it out, but I was left high and dry.
Yeah, well, Burn, I don't know if you've... it's seen the Sandful competition since it was the Premiership Cup being awarded, but it's always been the chairman or the president of the league who's presented that, and then Max Bashir did it for a number of years, John Olsen, and then now Rob Kerrin. But let me have a chat to the commissioner and see if we can get that change for you, mate.
Need to get that change.
Poor Robbie Kerrin, he has not recovered.
You had no right to go to here.
You were
trying to wrestle the cup from him. Go, I'm doing it.
If I started wrestling, I would have got the cup. Yeah. Don't worry about that.
He's a big boy, Robbie.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Daz, thanks for your time, mate. Keep up the good work, and we'll watch this space regarding the vaccination policy amongst the sample competition, men and women's.
No worries, guys. Thanks very much.
Darren Chandler there from the Sample and does a terrific job. Does. So, there's no doubt
he's a good man.
The players will all have to get vaxxed and do all the right things, I suppose.
Obviously, I've been on holiday, back yesterday and couldn't listen to every show, but tried to just think, well, how do I keep updated on this show? Just listen to the Friday highlights. Mm. And there were some highlights, which I was surprised about after I wasn't here.
Yeah,
and, this is how it went.
It's time to sit back and press play. This is the Rush Hour's highlight tapes.
Yo, guilty!
It's been another big week for Bernie, Bluey and Jars on the Rush Hour, a global show that no one else is doing. Weeknights from 6 after Ruined Its and after Marty Sheargold and then after Malloy. But let's look back. This week we learnt the real reason behind Jars leaving his media career in Perth.
One more thing.
Yes, Greg.
We were talking about your time in Perth. We had a quick beer, didn't we?
Yeah,
Friday night.
Yeah.
We were talking about you. And I said, well, why did you come back?
Yes.
You know? And you were like, I missed Adelaide. And
the idea.
But something came across my desk, and I reckon this is why you might have come back.
Oh, yeah, Perth. This is Andy Jarman, making you ready for your day's work. And then make sure that you move around. Have you got this on iPod? Oh, yeah. Mums of Perth. Look at Andy
Get
Jarman.
It off.
And when you put your jam on your butter, make sure you lick your fingers.
Lick your fingers!
And it also might be the end of his career here if he keeps reading the sports updates like this.
Melbourne Football Club has locked in Michael Hibbert on a one-year deal, which is fantastic for this young man, that's how I'm going to call him. And Crows AFLW star Denny.
Do it again.
No, keep going. This
I
is
can't
great.
Do it again.
This is brilliant.
I can't mess it up.
We did learn, though, that Jars' strength truly lies in his interview skills. His precision, his sharpness, it just cuts through.
Kind of the best combo.
And Chels, what about the race? What can you see the future in terms of participating in some sort of pre-season program like this?
What the hell was that question?
And then there was Bluey, who kept us informed about where Bernie Vince was.
But he has been arrested.
Right, let's go back to Jarman, who is one of the most professional broadcasters here at Triple M.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We're Tommy's street smart.
Yeah.
What is that?
Now, to finish off, we had one of Australia's finest musos drop in this week, the one and only Dave Gleeson. Jars, though, was more interested to see if Susie DiMarchi was thinking about him.
Did Susie ask about me? You know I've got my
Oh, story. You're way down the list now, too. There's Johnny Diesel before you.
And that is going to wrap up another big week for this global show. So until next week, just remember, no one else is doing it.
Wow.
So why'd you replay that?
Well, I just wanted to hear. I didn't hear that.
Okay,
I didn't hear that yesterday.
Okay, all right.
Was Blue? Were you here, Bluey?
Oh, no. Well, I didn't stuff up.
I didn't stuff up.
There's the slap.
Yeah. I just heard you.
Well, anyone can say Michael Hibbub.
and he followed up with, "That's how I'm going to call him."
That's what I'm
well, maybe what you're going to call
last
him.
Week.
I didn't actually
I'm pretty
hear
sure I was here.
You at all. Whether that means he was, well, problem free.
And you made a lot of mistakes last week.
Did I?
Man.
Name
yes,
one.
You did.
Name one.
Yes, you did.
Go on.
You could say pragmatic.
Oh, clean yeah, belly. Right. He'll Tomo. Right, you're done.
So, Charles.
There's G.
I wanted to hear the highlights of the show, not just you. So you are the you carried the show, did you?
Again.
Oh. Again.
Anyway.
You know why it says Burns bit? Charles said it comes up and goes, "You gotta play this. It's all me."
Oh. Ain't that the truth?
I don't
like cricket.
What have you got?
Just quickly, we'll brush over the Redbacks because they lost yesterday to WA in the Marsh Cup. Yeah, it was rain
affected. Well, it's what happens
affected.
When you party all night after a draw.
They got clear to that, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah,
they
so did. It was a rain affected game. I don't know whether you saw any of that, Burn.
Didn't see any of it. Watched
who struggled
the scores.
Well, it was 35 overs. South Australia batted first, and then there was more rain, and then WA in a shortened version again chased the runs down. So Sean Marsh, 80 odd not out off 60 balls.
Is he a chance to play in the
Ashes? No, he's not.
You knocked that on there.
Well, he's not. Hey, the big news though is in regards to the Ashes, because Triple M will be rocking cricket. Ben Stokes has made himself available,
yes,
and
that.
He will be on the plane to come out. So that was great news.
You need the best players. We speak about having Djokovic here for the Australian Open tennis. You need Ben Stokes here.
Yeah.
He was unbelievable in that last Ashes series. And you need the best players playing. Otherwise, you just lose a bit of, I don't know, you just lose a bit, don't you, when the best players aren't here.
Yeah, because Jofra Archer's not here, so he was a big loss. And if Stokes didn't come, I mean, I still think we'll clean him up. But, there's no losers in that. I mean, he's great entertainment, one of the great players, so fantastic. That's news. Great.
Archer injured?
Yes, got a stress fracture in his elbow, so he won't be out. And just in some other news, so the Indian Premier League, Burn and Jars, has just gone from 8 teams to 10 teams. So there's
two
brand new teams. And it was like an auction. So you had to bid to get a team.
Buy the franchise.
Yes. And unbelievable. So one team went for $1.3
billion.
Billion? This is for one franchise.
Wow.
$1.3 billion. Man. And the other one went for $1
billion.
So isn't that unbelievable?
That's serious money.
And you just read those out, Jars, where the new teams are?
The two new teams are to the India IPL.
Anglia.
Is Lucknow.
Yes.
Lucknow and Ahmedabad.
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 Get Burn to read it out.
So that second team,
right?
That's the stadium that holds 132,000 people.
Does it?
132,000.
So who'll be coaching those two respective franchises? Will you
they've
be targeted?
Just announced
Can someone ta- will you be targeted now that you're with the Darren Lehman Cricket Academy?
No, I
didn't
won't be.
Those players just not want to be there? Probably a little bit less than what you didn't want to be there, but
we saw a photo.
Players.
I got sent a concerning photo of you with your hands
when I was coaching.
In your
Monday mornings.
In your hoodie.
Yeah.
Pockets. Yeah. Just leaning back.
No interest
going,
in that poor lad from England.
I don't really care about you, mate.
I'm here to pick up my money
and head off. My car is still running, actually.
Yeah.
And I'm in a 15-minute park, so hurry up.
Monday mornings, those boys are skipping into that indoor centre. They are
those poor English lads. How many is there for the academy?
There's going to be 26.
20 lads from England.
26.
How old are they?
18 to 20.
Oh, no.
And they've just got that little bit of a glint in their eye. You know,
they're starting to
young English boys coming out to Australia during the summer.
Top lip up.
I'll tell you what, the other day, I noticed.
Love the Australian girls, wouldn't they? They'd have their,
we've
got a lot of beautiful young ladies.
And I just noticed a few of them still had their stamps on their wrists. It was Monday morning.
Did they go out with the Redback boys dancing on tape?
One of the boys had a bit of a mark on his neck. They're off to a good start.
But that lad that you were discussing having a chat with in the Nets, he was bored as shit.
He wasn't.
Who's this vlog?
He's like, we're paying this bloke all this money to tell me the same thing my mum could have told me.
I was told Shane Warne was going to be coaching me and I got Greg Warne.
Well, where's Darren Lehman? It's his cricket academy. He's nowhere to be seen.
That's a good question. That's a great question.
Where's Ball?
One, triple, Boof's three, doing five,
laps around the oval for the Heart Foundation.
1-3-5-3 If you've seen Boof, give us a call.
And you're charging an arm and leg for doing stuff.
MIA. Hey, boys. Well, this week's a big week for someone on this panel. Jars, are you listening?
Yes, Ben. You're not listening.
How are you listening and writing? You can't even do one thing at once, let alone two.
I can't, but I'm listening.
Yeah, you are. What did I say?
And, mate, get me excited for a change instead of putting me to sleep. So what do you got?
That's what I say to you. Don't steal my lines.
What do you got?
Well, it's what did I say to start with then, if you're listening?
I wasn't engaged.
Listen to me when I speak.
Don't shout.
Okay, sorry. So I said it's a big week for one of us on this panel.
Yes, when I noticed
you were writing and not listening. And I was right. But it's someone's birthday here. And
it's Thursday.
It's Gregory. It's not just a birthday. Mm. It's his big 50. Yeah. He's 50.
He's half century. Yeah.
And he's a bit worried because their borders aren't actually.
And all his mates.
I'm not worried.
Because he's got no mates here in Adelaide. He requires people coming from interstate, the two people from interstate that he's mates with, to come. So now he's thrown on this big 50th party. And
it's a very privileged,
prestigious guest list, don't get me wrong.
We didn't get a personal invitation. We just got some sort of text message.
I got a text. We both got that text.
The same
which is
text
an afterthought.
Message about a Sunday catch-up at the...
Not to mention where it is.
Oh, why is that?
Actually, that's good that you mentioned it. Now we have to change it. Who gives us stuff
if everyone's there? Anyway, catch up on Sunday.
Yeah, and it's just come across my desk.
Yes, Greg. I mean, Bern.
How are you going? Seriously. No, I know it's getting towards the end of the show.
Fasting.
You're tired.
That's why I'm struggling with
you're
things.
Fasting, are you? Well, you didn't look like you're fasting downstairs at Freddy's. Anyway, I've just found out it's a 50th, Jars. Now, what 50th doesn't have some sort of drink provided?
Yes. At least.
Not only is there not
it,
any
Bern.
Drink provided.
Yeah, nibbles.
Nothing. Zero. It's like just walking. We could walk into any pub and have a beer.
So we had a discussion.
And in fact, I'd like to walk into any other pub and have a beer because then Bluey wouldn't be there.
If I had a 50th at some sort of establishment, I'd put $5,000 on the bar for my brothers and sisters and all my friends
just
to be
beer.
There and partake.
It's not
in
house wine and then just a standard beer.
So
you don't have to put too much. That $5,000's probably too much.
All right,
you would not do that, by the way.
Okay, Seven Group.
It's gone up. I meant bring it down.
It's a very casual affair, Bernie. It's a very casual affair. It's literally designed to be a bit of a Sunday session.
Right.
People just roll in, roll out, say hello. If they don't want to come, that's fine.
You might not have anyone turn up.
And in fact,
are you worried?
I'd rather you not come. Bernie, you come for a butcher and then you can go. And you know what? You know what I'll do? You know what I'll do for you, Jars? I'll put on some dim sims and some hot fries. With some extra chicken salt.
And what about donuts?
I'll tell you what. And then, you know what? I'll go to the St. Peter's Bakery, who do beautiful finger buns.
Butter.
I'll get some nice.
Nah, not butter.
I'll get half a dozen fresh ones.
Real butter.
Extra butter.
I don't like butter.
And you can smother yourself with those.
So you can put jam on your butter, Jazz.
So it's not an official.
You're not setting a bar
not,
tab. You're not
it's
putting
not
a,
an official so party, mate.
That's a tight ass attitude.
It's not. I'm doing
let
something.
Let me just reflect on
I'm
this.
I'm doing something
50th.
Next year.
He's Bert. Having a 50th jars. It's invite only.
Right.
You come along, it's exclusive. There's yeah. you, there's
no,
a dress. You've got to dress properly.
Yeah. No.
There's a theme. Yeah. And you come in and you. Not yep. only do you have to buy your food, yep.
yes.
you're buying your drinks. You're buying. You've got to get there yep. yourself. You know
and
what?
He's even got. And there's an entry fee. I've been told there's an entry fee.
Yeah, yeah.
A $15 to get
be.
In.
Yeah, to well, pay for some the of the cosmetic surgeries.
The table water's free.
Oh, here we go. Not
what?
Even maybe soft drinks for the kids or
Callum Ferguson, Chatty Says, all text me said
yeah, they're not going.
The tightest bloke yeah. they've
no,
ever been on
I'm
tour.
I'm doing
with,
something they... next year that's going to be the
oh,
that's
when, it's oh the, when the borders open
that's
up for your
right,
two mates in
right.
the state.
All your mates,
oh,
all your
Jimmy,
buddies.
Bray, he'll come.
Slats. Lemo.
Get a drink while he's trying to talk.
Lemo.
So
who's Lemo?
No, Flemo.
Flemo.
Anyway, have a good day on Sunday.
Yeah,
right, and thank you for the invite.
No worries.
It'll be an apology for me.
And I may get there, but I'm
actually,
doing a tour with Burn on Saturday.
Right. Well,
Claire.
Catherine actually did the invite, so that's probably
what
the only reason
that?
Why. Well, hey?
I thought she liked us.
I thought she was her and I were tight.
They haven't met.
Yeah, so
we've never met.
She wants to keep it that way.
Yeah, she likes Jars because they actually haven't met.
Oh, yeah. So when she gets to know him, yeah. like everyone else.
Don't you text her all the time, Jars?
Yeah, he knows. Oh, there it is.
No, I don't. He knows it. I text her for some information.
So you do text her?
Yeah, I texted her the other day.
Mm. Too much?
And he,
but what about that
and
night?
And he told me, because Marion gives me this information and Maz goes, send this to Catherine.
Oh,
she might
Maz
like to read it. Yeah, I, and she might, yeah, I, yeah. She would like to read it. I go, okay, I'll tell. But I said, but Greg doesn't like me texting Catherine because he thinks I'm
he
stalking. Yeah, he's
is he
jealous. He's
what
jealous.
Are you worried about, Jazz?
So you told me off.
So about, is, what so, about that night?
What are you snotting out of your
what
mouth?
What about that night that you rang me on the on the way home from Williston?
Yeah.
And then
three
it
parts.
Ended up, somehow I passed the phone over to Catherine and it was half
she
an hour
to
later.
Talk, yeah, because we were talking about vaccinations and the virus.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Jeez,
well, you
would
were
have
getting jealous.
That would have been a great half an hour.
Oh, it was an interesting chat.
That would have been that would have been
anyway.
Like your story yesterday.
Anyway, so I'll see you Sunday or not?
Well, I can't give you a comment.
I'll tell you what, I'll throw in as well, a couple of party pies for you.
Oh, for the road.
Well, we love this young man. He's a superstar, great coach, great fellow. Worked with him back in the day at Triple M and he joins us on the Top Rating Rush Hour. Good afternoon, Daz.
G'day, Jarns. I think you got me fired from Triple M. Is that correct?
Oh, another one. Join the list.
It's a long list.
That was a whack between the eyes. I wish Port Adelaide play like that. Oh, Daz. Now, let's just talk about the vaccination policy for the Australian Open tennis stars. Not yet settled, despite there was a leaked email regarding Novak Djokovic. What's your take on all this?
Yeah, I feel a little bit sorry for the Australian Open and Craig Tiley and Tennis Australia because they're kind of stuck in the middle of this at the moment. So what's happened is they've been in conversations with the ATP and the WTA, the bodies that run the tennis tours, and clearly they've said, look, our vaccination rates are going up pretty quickly. A lot of players are waiting for the off-season to get vaccinated, but we'll still have a few that will probably be looking to come down to Australia and not be vaccinated. What can you do for us? And I'm pretty sure Tennis Australia has gone to the Aussie government and said, we might have a few. How can we accommodate them? And the government's clearly indicated that, all right, they'll probably have to do a couple of weeks of hard quarantine, which nobody wants to do in the first place. But I'm not sure why they would want to do that. And then that email got leaked out. So it's really just up to the Australian government to mandate it and make a decision one way or the other. And, you know, I've done probably, 14 weeks of quarantine, both hard and soft. Oh.
Jeez.
Coming back to Australia, we do that to protect the public here, and I don't see if there's any other reason why we shouldn't be making it a mandate that you have to be vaccinated to come into Australia if we're making all the returning Australians do the same. So I'm all for it.
So let's just say that Djokovic, we don't know, do we? He's not saying whether he's vaccinated or not. Look, I want to see the best players playing the Aussie Open. So if he's not vaccinated, I don't see a problem with him doing his 2 weeks because he's That's a huge disadvantage in the first place. But I want to see the best players playing.
Yeah, I think it's the optics of everything that Melbourne and Sydney have been through and the way that we've pushed the vaccine on to the general public and the small business in Melbourne and Sydney, and it's just been so tough for everybody. I think it's not just tennis. I think it's all sports. And I think that if you... And we're going this way in America as well. I see that America has just basically opened up their borders, but only to vaccinated people able to get into the US. So we can have the Australian Open in January, and then we're going to have the same issue at Indian Wells in Miami in March on the tennis tours with players trying to get into the US unvaccinated, and that's going to bring up the same issues. So I just think it's time, because Australia's been through so much, and especially those two states, that the vaccine is not necessarily for you. It is for everybody around you and protecting the whole community. And I'm all for it. I had my vaccine in May. I'm ready to get my booster shot in the next couple of weeks. So I trust the science. I trust the doctors. And I trust that we're doing the right thing.
Daz, on a personal level now, you've coached some of the biggest names in the game, most recently Simone Halep. Now, you've just recently parted ways. For someone that doesn't understand what sort of commitment a tennis coach has throughout a 12-month period, can you just enlighten us on what sort of commitment that is and how much time away you've got? And on the flip side, how much free time you got now?
Yeah, I've got a little bit of free time now. So back in Adelaide for the next couple of months. But most coaches are on the road 35 to 45 weeks of the year. Jeez. My role with Simona was about 35 weeks away from the family. And that's, you know, they could travel a little bit. So they would, Victoria is pretty smart. She would pick and choose her tournaments to come over to and certainly pick the good ones. But yeah, you're normally on the road for about 35 to 45 weeks of the year. And just depends on who you're coaching. If you can coach a person that's from your home state or from your home country, it makes life a little bit easier. But my last couple of jobs were with an American, with Andre, and then clearly with Simona. So this year, also because of the border restrictions we've had in Australia, I've been away, I think it's 8 of the 10 months I've been away from home. So yeah, it's taxing, but that's what we sign up to do. And it's a great life, and depending on the player that you're coaching or the players you're coaching, it can be pretty thrilling as well.
Now, I've spoken to a few of the cricketers, Darren, and the quarantine is, and as you mentioned, it's not easy, but you mentioned, I think, 14 weeks. 14. That has got to be a serious grind.
That's a record.
Yeah, so I just came out of 4 weeks of quarantine, so I was one of the unlucky ones. I think there were 16 Olympians from South Australia that came back through Sydney and had to do 2 weeks of hard quarantine in Sydney, and that is brutal. I don't know why any athlete would wish to put themselves through it, and especially somebody coming in to play the Australian Open, because, you know, I'm not even an athlete anymore, but it took me a couple of weeks to get going after sitting in a hotel room where you can't open a window or get any fresh air for 2 weeks. And then because I went through Sydney Airport back to Adelaide, I had to do another 2 weeks of quarantine, which is soft quarantine. So if you have a place you can go to away from everybody, at least you can get outside and get some fresh air and walk around a little bit. Yeah, but four more weeks away from the family when I entered into Australia. And again, that's what, you know, all of us returning Australians, we've been like, firstly, we're lucky enough to get into Australia because there's a lot of stranded Australians that haven't been able to get back. But if you are coming back into Australia, that's what you have to go through to protect the community. So it's just an ongoing thing from that with people getting vaccinated, I believe.
Now, Daz, you're on the board at Port Adelaide. A bit of facility backlash at the moment. Daz, give us a bit of an update down there at Alberton, and what can we expect?
Yeah, there was a few complaints about the facilities, but the facilities are state of the art. They are going to improve the area. For an AFL team also to be competitive in the AFL world, and you guys know it, and you, Bluey, as well, that you've got to keep up with the facilities and make sure the players have the best types of equipment and facilities to be able to train in. The high performance of an AFL football is incredibly important. So we're just trying to keep up with all the other 17 or 18 teams and trying to improve our premises that down there. And we want to make sure that Alberton is our base forever. And that's our spiritual home. And we wish to remain there for the next 100 years. So we're trying to improve the facilities, and we are making sure that we're doing everything possible to do that.
Daz, what was your pass mark for the football side this year, Port Adelaide?
Yeah, you and I spoke a little bit, Jars, right? I gave us a B only because I felt like we dealt with a bit of adversity with a lot of injuries. I think we had 17 in-season surgeries throughout the course of the year. So for us to force a top four spot, dealing with a bit of adversity and winning a lot of tight games, I thought we did pretty well in the minor round series. And of course, we did really well against Geelong. But it's sort of been red marked a little bit with the performance we had in the prelim final. So it's up to the boys now to learn from that, make sure we get better, learn from a couple of mistakes we may have made in that prelim final and make sure it doesn't happen again. But I gave us a B. What did you guys give us?
Burn?
Yeah, around that. B. I just think you're judged on finals performances and you had one really good really one and one really, really poor one. So that's what people remember. But overall, good season.
Good on that. Hey, Daz, Maz said, when are you available for a barbecue?
Oh, he's getting invited.
He's just out of quarantine.
What about us?
Yeah, well, you can wait till next time.
Anytime, Jars. I would love to come over and visit you. Anytime I can come to Henley Beach, I'm there.
I know. All right, mate. Love your work and thanks for your time, buddy. And we'll watch this space regarding the Australian Open.
All right, boys. Good to talk to you.
There he is, Darren Cull, superstar man, superstar bloke. We love him.
Yeah, we do. And wouldn't you do that, Burn? Straight out of quarantine and round the Jars for a barbecue. That'd be the first thing I'd do.
I'd be thinking about that for a whole 2 weeks, especially if I was double quarantining. I just want to get to Jars for a barbecue.
It's the segment everyone has been waiting for. The Lightning Rod, Andrew Jarman.
Global all around the world.
Going up against the always well moisturised Greg Blewett.
Clean belly, heel.
On the Rush Hour, it's Bernie Vince's.
I don't know which of you two is dumber.
Dumb and dumber.
It's dumb or dumber. Liked it though up until the last bit.
So why are we doing this again? We did it yesterday as a one-off.
So did I until management have spoken to me and said this is gold.
Where's Burns Beef? I thought it was Burns Beef on a Tuesday. What's happened to
that? R.I.P.
What?
Well, I've buried that.
No.
I've put it away.
But it's sponsored.
But I'm not. Yeah, but I can throw sponsored things away because this will be sponsored probably next week. Sponsorship just comes my way.
Chunky and I are in the seat of Dumb and Dumber when you should be in there as the dumbest.
Dumb or dumber.
But there's got to be three of us playing. Tomo should do the quiz.
No,
read
dumbest
the quiz.
Answers, ask the question.
So you're the dumbest.
I'll go dumbest.
You are the dumbest.
But you're just dumb, Jazz. You're one.
No, well, I knocked him off yesterday.
Are you happy with that result yesterday?
Yeah, well, he signed off on it.
I thought the segment would go.
Yeah, because it came down to the last question.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And actually, I thought I...
Yeah, but have you done a bit of homework on it, have you? You've slowed it down.
Yeah.
Well, let's have a listen then. Name the animal on the WA emblem.
Yeah.
Let's go even slower.
Name the animal on the WA emblem.
Yeah.
No, yes first. Yes
you
first,
twit.
Blue.
You
I hear
twit.
The you thought you got me.
You absolute twit.
How do you
ever
get
since to?
How do you
Mate,
get
Mate, you've just shot yourself in the foot.
You've just brought that up and you've it
just,
makes
now
you
now it's just been confirmed that I did beat you.
And he's got to say his name.
Yeah, well, yesterday I said,
so
practice your buzzer, say your name, and he started with, Andrew. So what an idiot, and I made him use it. Let's practice your buzzer again.
Okay. Andrew.
Yes, better.
Bluey.
Bluey, good. Now, this is just a topical thing, things we've spoken about on this show. And it's your name, first in, gets to answer it. Five questions. First question. Today, SA announced their roadmap out. What date is it?
Andrew.
Bluey. Andrew.
It is November the 23rd.
Yes. 1-0.
That
Come
was
on,
definitely
Bluey.
Jars, was it?
Definitely, yeah.
Right.
Well, even Tomo should be back
no,
it was
100%.
Up to. Definitely.
And he's the
When's
Jandler.
Emma coming back anyway?
Right.
She's trying
Blue,
to find
don't
a fella.
Tell me it's two in a row here. Name the latest player Darren Cahill coached.
Bluey. Simona Halep.
Yes, Blue, back 1-1.
And it's Simona, not Simone, like you call
her. It is Simona too. I was waiting for him to win it and then say Simona.
Come on, hurry up. I want to get home. I've got to do the lawns.
Speaking of the roadmap out, what percent do we need to get
Bluey.
To?
Poetry.
What? Bluey.
80.
80%.
Nice.
Like it.
What's
for
poetry?
A double point.
That's my name.
What age and over need to be 80%?
Bluey.
Bluey.
Yes,
16.
Oh, jeez. This
won.
Is a landslide. Yeah,
is that it?
Hang on. No. No, it's 3-1. It's 3-1. There's still two questions to go. Jars
and Jars.
Who gives out the SANFL Cup?
Andrew. Rob Kerrin.
What's his role?
He's the president of the SANFL competition.
Can you spit
it
out?
Yeah, he's the president of the SANFL competition.
True. He's the chairman.
He's the Rob
chairman.
Kerrin.
President. Or he's still in it.
The Thomas,
and it's come down
the Thomas Hill Seymour Cup.
Well, you can... Be quiet. There's no more bonus points for any of that stuff. And you said you need to get home, so just be quiet. For the win, Bluey, or to go into a tiebreaker round, the final question, what number does Dave Reynolds'
Andrew,
car...
26.
Oh! You didn't even know. Hang on. You didn't even get the question out.
I said, what number does Dave Reynolds... Yep. And he said, Andrew,
so I'm tiebreak.
I swear to God, it's a tiebreak.
Three all.
We'll get Dave Reynolds on tomorrow too, boys.
Yeah, good boy, Tomo.
Actually...
I know what he's going to say tomorrow, actually.
All right, here we go. Tiebreaker.
This is the winner takes all right here. Now, Tom, I need help here because they'll be very, very
similar.
Come on,
look at you. This
here
is the biggest.
Come on. No, I'll look the other way. Bluey, I don't even have a question written down. Bluey, I swear on my life.
Right.
And I've got to make this up on the run.
All right, think about it.
How much are the Melbourne Football Club charging?
Bluey.
Andrew.
$149. For a single ticket?
Yeah! Oh, no! Just,
see you tomorrow.
Just, where were you? You, Bluey, win dumb. And just come back. I haven't announced you as dumber. Hey, dumber, come back.
Yes.
We haven't finished. You are today's dumber. Congratulations.
And you are
that
today's
one
dumbest.
All. That's one
what
all.
Stupid segment.
That'll be sponsored by tomorrow, I would have thought.
Yeah.
I might need to ring Ravo, Country Living Homes. Thanks, Ravo. There you go.
104.7, Triple M's Rush Hour. See you tomorrow, family. Have a good one. Bye.